Earlier this year, state wildlife officials confirmed that chronic wasting disease, a degenerative disorder affecting deer and elk, was found in an elk harvested near the Buffalo National River in the fall of 2010. Ozarks at-large's Timothy Dennis recently spoke to an Arkansas Game and Fish Commission official to find out what the agency's plans are for determining the spread of the disease and for curbing its spread.
In late February, the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission confirmed an elk, which was harvested during the fall hunting season, tested positive for chronic wasting disease. The degenerative disease, which is related to mad cow disease, mutates proteins in the nervous system of infected cervids, which include elk and deer. In the month since that confirmed case was announced, much testing has been conducted in the area surrounding the confirmed case in Newton County. Game and Fish Commission personnel hoped to find only a 1% infection rate out of 300 samples taken from a limited testing area. But so far, officials say the disease's prevalence is much higher. Keith Stevens is a spokesperson with the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission.
Well, unfortunately, now we're up to 22 that have come back as positive for chronic wasting disease.
That was early last week. Then on March 31st, the Game and Fish Commission announced that even more cases of chronic wasting disease have been confirmed in Arkansas. According to a release from the commission, 50 samples from deer and elk in northern Newton County have tested positive for the disease, and results from a batch of 110 samples are expected to arrive in the near future. Keith Stevens says the higher prevalence of chronic wasting disease was confirmed through a couple of different avenues.
Some of the deer that were taken from the focal area there in Newton County, and then some of them were call-ins from the public, either road kills or deer that have been found dead on private property.
Keith Stevens says the higher confirmed prevalence of chronic wasting disease isn't good news, and because more animals have been found to be infected with the neurological disease, harvesting samples within the focal area in Newton County has stopped.
We were hoping to get 300 animals that we could test so that we could be confident that we could find, you know, if it was 1% of the herd that was positive. So with that being so high with this last sample, we've stopped taking animals. We did take 264 animals, and we stopped there because obviously the prevalency rate is very high.
But Keith Stevens says just because harvesting samples has ceased does not mean that game and fish officials have stopped investigating the prevalence of chronic wasting disease throughout Arkansas.
We're going to try to find the spatial distribution, which, you know, how far out that the disease is found from those initial findings. And we want to try to find out if, you know, if it has spread outside of that focal area very far. You know, that's our main goals right now. We still want to pick up those road kills and the deer that have been found dead on private property and test those. So we're going out statewide and doing that right now.
Stevens says because the prevalence of chronic wasting disease is much higher than officials anticipated, it is likely that chronic wasting disease has been present in Arkansas for some time now.
Through our testing that we've done, random testing, testing of our elk, you would think that we would have been able to catch it earlier. We did catch it through sampling of our elk that were taken during the hunting season, but for whatever reason, we didn't catch it until now.
And because there are some areas of the state that directly benefit from tourism, either for hunters hoping for deer or spectators hoping to spot elk, Keith Stevens says that tourism could be impacted by the prevalence of chronic wasting disease in Arkansas.
Obviously, the elk herd that is there in Boxley Valley, where most of the people are watching the elk from the highway there, you know, we need to thin that out a little bit. We don't need as many animals in one place at one time. It's easily spread through animal-to-animal contact, and so we want to thin that out a little bit so that it's not as easily spread.
Aside from population density, Keith Stevens says there are other factors at play in the spread of chronic wasting disease, including age of the elk and deer within the herds.
Obviously, if you've got older animals that have been around, it's easier to spread. Our elk, you know, range further, so it could be, you know, spread further because of the elk. So there's a number of factors going against us.
And as the year progresses, Keith Stevens says measures will be taken to help curb the spread of chronic wasting disease in the state, including adjustment of bag limits within hunting season.
That's something that will be addressed, not only bag limits, but, you know, whether we're going to allow baiting. You know, that does congregate those deer and elk into concentrated areas. You know, the use of scents. People use deer urine for hunting. So those are things that we'll be considering, but no decision's been made at this point.
Keith Stevens says if people anywhere in Arkansas see a deer or an elk with symptoms of chronic wasting disease, such as drooling, excessive drinking, or excessive urination, they can contact the Game and Fish Commission, who will then test the specimen to see if the disease has spread outside of northern Arkansas. For contact information or to find out more about chronic wasting disease, you can visit agfc.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.